never the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Here we go.
In Jesus' name.
Every stronghold is broken. Things are possible, yes, it's possible in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the enemy is scattered.
In Jesus' name,
this oppression must
cease. In
Jesus' name, when two or three have gathered, God is with us. In
right now. you know, giving honor to the Lord God Jehovah, hallelujah, the creator of heaven and earth, also known as Yahweh El Shaddai, El Elyon, amen. God, I think, has more name than most people that I've ever met. Hallelujah. And people get caught up in that. Amen. He's the only omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God in the universe. Amen. He say in Isaiah chapter 44 through 46, he's the only one. Amen. That means everything else is of the devil. Amen. Given out of the Christ, amen, Jesus Christ, who paid the price for our salvation. Amen. We were in great jeopardy, but Jesus fixed that. Hallelujah. Sacrificing his life unto the death of the cross. Ooh, death on the cross. That was a horrible death. Amen. And then sent back the blessed Holy Spirit to keep us, to guide us, to teach us, befriend us, and to help us make this journey. To help us to understand this journey. Amen. I'm giving honor to my blessed producer. Amen. Pastor Gerald Overall, also known as Pastor O. Amen. His blessed wife and my blessed friends from Running for Christ. And in my mind was Wayne State. I don't want them to think I'm forgetting. It was right down the street. Amen. Hallelujah. U of M, they, all the college kids are going back. That's one of the things I enjoyed about doing Uber is I got to meet a lot of young people. And that's what I'm about, really. They the future. Amen. Trying to empower them to be more successful. Each generation should be more successful. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just want to give a shout-out to my own pastor, Bishop Keith A. Butler. He's been responsible for the Lord used him to transform millions of lives. Amen. And I remember when the Lord stopped telling me to go there, I actually argued with God. I mean, in my narrow, imagine that. I'm arguing with the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, and trying to just give him or tell him why that isn't necessary. You know what? I find out God is smarter than me, and it was absolutely necessary because I was in bad need of what God was doing there. Amen. And my mindset was there because I'm like, amen, my brother, I listened to him as he ministered the word, and I think back to my grandfather, John Enoch Maddox. Amen. And when he passed away, my uncle gave me his books, and that was an introduction to the word that I had no exposure to, and it was some commentaries, and I just thought there was just the Bible. I didn't know there were books about the Bible, and men that had taken time and labored and written about it and analyzed the word. And my grandfather, that man, woo, you know, I learned. Now I really understand him because I enjoy living a sanctified life. Listen, this is not a restricted life. This is not a life with no fun. There's more excitement in serving God than anything you can do. People try to get this by getting high. Okay, I used to try to get it by getting high. You can't get this. Listen, this is what you want. You want a life in Christ. I'm telling you, it's beyond the universe. God, woo, if you get close to God, he'll show you some things that'll keep you up at night. I'm telling you, not in fear, but in joy, knowing that he is your God. Woo, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And I just want to give a shout-out to all the police officers, amen, particularly those that stop and listen, amen. It's good to hear, amen, the firemen sitting at the fire stations, amen, near and far. You know, it's good. You never know what you're doing. You never know who you're affecting. And it's a blessing to be a blessing. That's what our lives are about. Amen, hallelujah. I thank you for all the encouragement, amen, through our recent bereavement. But, you know, every time I think about God's total plan, it brings joy to my soul. You know, like the greatest thing to know is when a loved one parts away from you. I don't like to use the term lost. Lost to me indicates that y'all not going to be connected again. I didn't lose my brother. He just went on ahead. He's an early arriver. That's all that is. You know, but when you know that's the blessing to know when they have received Christ. Amen. I'm telling you, that's powerful because this is just part one of life. Amen. I tell you, life is a three-part series. Amen. We go into part two. That's when Jesus come back. And then at the end of 1,000 years, it's part three. Read it in the book of Revelation, starting chapter 20 through 22. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you. We thank you for the joy of you that you give us. Amen. In times of challenge. Amen. And through your joy, we can have peace. Amen. Knowing that the best is yet to come. Father God, right now we're asking that you would bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that we will better understand what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, and the inheritance that you already have in the saints, the great and exceeding power you've made available to those of us that submit and obey you. Father God, we're asking right now that you would bless us with the knowledge of your will. Give us the strength and the courage to carry it out so that we'll be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. I want it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, a lot of times I hear the fulfillment of that prayer when I go back and I watch the video and I listen to the program while I'm driving. And I hear it, you know, I hear it and I hear God. Because, see, I know me. and you got to understand, you can't memorize this, you know, a lot of the things. Because I have sheets and notes before me, and God will alter the whole program, amen, for his own reason, because he is in all time. God knows who's going to be listening to this after the rapture, before the rapture, next week, who needs to hear what, when, where they're going to be, what part of the world they're going to be in. You know, we're finding out that people in China that are in the underground Christian church are getting messages from America. You don't know who you're talking to. I mean, and it's such a blessing. And then this great growth of Christianity in the Middle East, amen, where God is just pouring out and doing miraculous things. And even in Russia, there are a lot of Russian Christians over there. One is under the leadership of Rick Renner. If you get a chance to go on YouTube, you want to learn some stuff, go to Rick Renner, R-E-N-N-E-R. I mean, he is a very eloquent teacher, but I mean, he gives, teaching is one thing, useful information that will help you to win this battle is another thing. Having a clear understanding. I mean, it's just, God, we have no excuse. Here in America, you know, and it's something that America is growing, particularly amongst the youth. You know, the devil lie when he say we're losing our young people. Man, that little 3%, that we're not losing. He just say that, he put that lie out there to try to discourage people. But see, mature say when you tell them something, they go to battle against it. Oh, like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to see, you know. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about 7 steps of prayer of success. Amen. But let me tell you something. Anything connected to God that he has offered you, the promises that he've offered made you, this is the process. See, we're here to learn this because you're here to learn to manage your spirit under pressure. Understand that there's certain key words that I find in the Bible that tell me that there's going to be a press. And I learned this from my first pastor. I'll never forget this message called Know What You're Asking For. You know, and it was a message, amen, that some of you remember when one of the mothers of the disciple asked Jesus if her sons could sit beside him in his kingdom. And he responded and said, you don't know what you're asking for. Can they take what I'm taking? That's bottom line of what he said. Because we think about that, but see, so when you ask God for more faith, you're going to have more challenges. Because what is it? What do you need more faith for if you're not going to overcome something greater than what you know? And faith is big. That's a big area. Because faith is that zone where you really don't know. All you know is God said you can do this. And it looks big. Okay, it's like being in a gym and seeing the weight on there, and you know you've only been bench pressing 150 pounds, and now they put 200 pounds on there, you know. So don't do that. Don't do that, because the faith, your muscles, you can if, I tell you what, if it was an emergency situation, and they've been proven, the strength of the Holy Ghost will be there. You know, I remember when I was working, there was this incident where this lady, this guy tried to carjack, and her baby was in the back seat. So she was holding on to the car door, amen, while the guy was driving. And in the back seat was one of them things called a club, you know, that they put on the steering wheel to prevent theft. And she reached back there while she's being driven and grabbed that club and slammed that dude's thigh so hard that she broke his thigh bone. So he had to stop. Right, I had the displeasure of, I actually went into the surgical room with him when they put his legs back together. Man, I tell you, if you've seen that process, you'd never want to break a bone. But, you know, she had the strength. There have been situations where people have lifted cars, you know, off of people, you know. And they say, where that strength come from? Man, it came from the Holy Ghost. That, man, he got all kind of power. You got to read the word. And see, and that's the whole point of this. Prayer is God giving us a minor use of his power to do great things. See, if we could see everything, if you really pay attention, and if you really listen, sometimes when you're watching things happen, you know, God will show you that that was a response of prayer. You know, like the war. And if you just keep right, Ukraine, I have a whiteboard now. And that's to remind me of things, appointments, but particularly I have a list of people that I pray for. And write down, put on there, pray for Ukraine. Get your whiteboard. It only costs like $10 somewhere, you know, at Home Depot Myers or somewhere, wherever they sell them at. You know, that's where you write on it with that felt pen that wipes off. And to put that on there, because, see, we hold the power. See, we can change the course of a war. This is we won World War II because of prayer. Somewhere, somebody was praying. If you really study that war, sometimes you need to watch some of them war films, them war documentaries, and look at it. Because Hitler had the plan. He had more manpower. He had bigger tanks. He had bigger guns. He had bigger battleships. There's a movie I called The Bismarck, Sink the Bismarck. I watched that movie. Hitler, he played them. Check this out. They're going to have these rules of war. Nah, you out to conquer the world, you already know what their limits are. Their battleships had 15-inch guns, so what did he do? He made 16-inch guns. Everything they had a limit on, he broke the limits. And he was set to win, but he was fighting against God. And it didn't take the whole planet to pray to break him down. There's one battle, I believe it's called the Bridge of Remagen or something, Battle of Remagen. And these big bad tanks, them tanks, I've seen some of the devastation that them tanks did, them Panzer Tigers, and one round would just blow up in the whole American tank. I mean, just take it, just blow it to pieces, right? So these tanks, though, they're going down this road, but it had rain, so much so that the tanks got stuck in the mud. And they had, the Americans had developed they were just getting into using missiles on planes, and they was like sitting ducks, just blew, once you blew the front tank up, the rest of them was stuck. See, things like that, they gave us the victory. You know, like even D-Day, the cloud cover prevented the Germans from being able to go in and strafe the Americans and all the allies from landing at shore. See, somebody was praying, and they brought weather cover. I mean, because they was a big, easy target. They were a big, easy target. I mean, all the things that went on through that war and we won, believe me, somebody somewhere was praying. It wasn't even Patton. I saw one of the things that was known about General Patton, he would pray. He would pray. See, we control, what does it say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in the world. I tell you what, COVID made a whole lot of people that didn't pray. But that's what it was about. And that's that's where we are now. I know a lot of pastors, a lot of saints that really just give God the minimum amount of time, didn't hear the warnings that was coming. One, that he was pretty much saying, I'm going to be hands off now. I done gave y'all the word. I done gave you men and women to teach you. I done gave pastors after my own heart. If you didn't go to church and listen, and I done gave you videos. I done gave you YouTube. I done gave you radio. If you're not listening to my word, you can drive and listen to it, then that's going to be on you. And what's going on right now in the world is because saints don't know how to use the power of God. I remember, I can't forget this lady over in Germany. They got hit with a rainstorm. I like how they say it was a 1,000-year rainstorm. Well, nobody around 1,000 years to see it. But anyway, the point of the matter is, if you're in tune with God, he would have gave you a plan. Either you could have turned the rain away, okay? And it don't take a whole army. I mean, Elijah blocked the rain by himself. Now, even though it says Elijah, I'm sure there was some still, because God said when Elijah said he was the only one, God told Elijah, I got 7,000. So I'm sure all 7,000, God got a way of turning on your spirit when you're in daily communication with him. He got a way of letting you know, you need to pray about this. So he had enough unified action. It just focuses on Elijah, because there's always the leader. God has a chain of command. And he stopped the rain for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. So droughts are not uncommon. Now, I don't know if Elijah's spirit is doing that. Somebody with Elijah's spirit doing that out where we having all these droughts. You know, it's amazing. We're having droughts in the wetlands and then rain where there's supposed to be dry, you know. But that's anything abnormal is of the devil. And this is what I'm talking about here. See, they would be confident. See, because I like to say, I go anywhere God send me. But out there, see, this is like Utah, okay? People want to practice freedom of religion, okay? That's a constitution, but that's man-made. God is a theocracy. It's his way or no way at all. So if you've been taught a certain way that ain't in alignment with the word, you're going to be ineffective in your prayer, okay? Utah, one part, The lake, Salt Lake, is drying up. But Salt Lake Flats, where there's not supposed to be any water, has 3 inches of water. They usually hold these annual speed races where they try to reach top speeds in various type of vehicles. Well, they can't hold the races because of the water. It's amazing. It's like it's misguided. No, they could name it global warming. But they would have called what Elijah did global warming. No, it's lack of knowledge of the power of God that is in us. You can blame it on sin. It's lack of knowledge of the power of God that's in it. What do I always say? Prayer is God trusting you with his power. See, we can do some things with the power of God. And we're here to learn to how to properly use it. I told you before, I got new people. When I was serving in law enforcement, when I was on the SWAT team, I had a heavy weapon. And the heavy weapon could blow down a door, okay? I mean, this thing launched grenades. It's about an inch diameter. It blow down a door. But you had to be trained for that. We have been trained. No generation has had as much information of the Word of God that we have. I mean, think back. Look back. Listen, I have recently received a copy of one of the first Bibles, okay? And it only had 12 books in it. 12 books. It don't have all the rest of the Bible. It don't have the Old Testament. It don't have the book of Hebrews. It don't have the Gospels. Well, it got some of the Gospels. No, it don't even have the Gospels. It's just got the original epistles. See, so we have more. We got the Bible. We got Bible count. We got historical commentaries, recent commentaries, books written. You know, I think my pastor has about 30 books out. My brother has about 20 books out. Because why? Because God has given us more revelation, and there's more revelation coming through yet and still. So why? We are in the last day. This isn't just happening. So you gotta have in mind that this is preparation, training day for eternity. Because what happens when Jesus come back? 1 John 3:2, although it does not yet appear, when we see him, we shall be as he is. The recent leaving of my brother, he is as he is. He didn't go to the airport to go to heaven. They didn't take his body still here in the ground. But his spirit, you know, when that happened, that transition happened, the angel said, okay, we ready to go. He said, I'm gone. But they took off through space on the other side of the universe where God's kingdom is, traveling at 10 times the speed of thought. Get that speed. Okay, light is 186,000 miles per second. I haven't calculated the speed of thought, but I know it's quick. All right. But now you got to understand, this is the level of power God has given us. You are a spirit with a mind, will, and emotion, and you live in a body. And to see how effective we are, God give us prayer. Because prayer does what? Prayer once required me to be submissive to God. Remember, I went through the process. The number one thing you got to have is a covenant with Jesus Christ. Because you got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. You were born in sin. I'll put it like this. Some folks, I got my older sister. That girl was born with wings. She would tell the truth no matter what. Amen, all the time, no matter what. Because that's the right thing to do. Some people are natural like that. I had my closest friend, he was like that. He would only say what the words say, almost like Jesus. Strange, when he got down to the last days, he was struggling with that. But that's because Satan came against him. See, and this is what this is about. So you got to have a covenant. You got to forgive. You can't practice it. See, sin... Listen, don't compromise and try to find a way to justify your flesh, because then it's your power. You got children, you can pray protection over them. It's sad what's happening to these children, but it is the result of a lack of prayer. I was just reading earlier today, they busted 3 kids, I think it was one was 11, 12, and like 13, trying to steal cars from Chrysler, okay, out of a lot, got caught. But see, this is something. There's no prayer rope around them. No, your mind, see, the devil didn't just show up. He was around when I was young. I did some stupid stuff, but what kept the limits was when I reached the end of that prayer rope. Now, what if I didn't have a parent that was praying? It makes a difference. Believe me, it makes a difference. All right? You got to control what comes out of your mouth. And when I listen to people talk, you know, they think nothing. You know, I see on YouTube, they act like it's a good thing to know somebody that cusses. I don't trust nobody that don't cuss every now and then. Listen, let me tell you about cussing. Cussing is like laying on your back, spitting up in the air, and it's going to come right back down in your face. It only affects you. You are dealing with a being, Satan, that has an IQ of 2,500 at minimum, okay? Now, he don't want to put the trick on you. You can go ahead. You can let whatever. You got freedom of speech. But guess who's going to be impacted? Guess whose blessing going to be blocked? You know, that don't get tricked by this dude, man. He knows what he can and can't do. Because trust me, if he could just take you out, he would. He'd try to get you to self-execute one way or another. Self-execute. All right. But watch what comes out of your mouth, because that's very impactful. Very impactful, because God made the world and we are made after his image and his likeness. That's another part. People miss that part. You know, his likeness, that's the part. That's the inner man, the spirit. That's the part. Your image is what you can see in the mirrors. Okay, and the authority that Satan recognizes as being a human, okay, being a mankind. But it's his likeness that God wants us to understand, because you are a spirit. Then God, if you Christian, if you ask Christ to come into your life, you have the superpower. You have his super on your natural, so you got even more power. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, my wife was fussing at me the other day because I was out in the garage, putting together a motor, and it started thundering and lightning. It reminded me of my mother calling me in the house. You don't need to be out there with all that lightning and thunder. I had put that dude down. I sent angels after that. And then a little while later, it quieted down. you know. But the point of the matter is we have that kind of authority. We have to think out of the box. Now, in the box thinkers, they would tell God to stop it. No, listen. God has empowered you. I hear this a lot, and I get that, because even some pastors pray that, Lord, you do. No, listen. You need to get into the Word and find out what you can and can't do. And if you can't see it, ask God to show it to you, because he wants you to understand how your spirit power works. Spirit is not some smoky thing that you see in a movie, something like a ghost. It is intellectual capable power. It is directed, capable, intellectual, planned use of power. He is, and the Holy Spirit is a person, and a person talks. In Acts 13:2, he talks. He gives command. He gives instructions. You just have to learn to listen. He's not going to holler. You have to quiet down. All right? So you got to watch what come out of your mouth. Got to be in, but see, people, there's been a lot of controversy. I get this tired thing, but guess what? Listen, I told you how to make that up. Got to have more than one source of income. You got to have something God could put the blessing on. He could blow his blessing on. He promised that to you. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28 and run the cross references. It's all through the Bible. Look at what you got in the Bible. I mean, just Google it and God will bless you. I'm telling you, you got to do that. All right. And then we got into, you must serve God in prayer. Listen, there's nobody on the planet with the level of authority in the kingdom of God that we have. You know, there's lots of religions around. There's thousands of them, okay? There's millions of them, they tell me, in India. Everybody got their own little private religion. But if you ain't got no power, what difference does it make? That's all you got is religion. See, we're here to learn to use the power of God, because it gets greater. You know, that's why saints are not allowed to come back to the planet, because they could get, as much as they like to think they wouldn't get caught up in trying to become the king of the planet, you know, God knows, he knows people. That's why he won't let them come. You know, they can go everywhere, but they're restricted from coming here, and they ain't going to break that. Once you'd have been to heaven, you know, you ain't about to break that rule. Shoot. You know the shock people get when they're there, and they start thinking, wait a minute, I'm here. And I ain't going to get kicked out. Hallelujah. Man, shoot. But we do possess tremendous power. You know, right now, you know, I'm praying for a, you know, if they want to, I get the issue of well, anyway, the different parties. I'm amazed that they keep wanting to reelect somebody that I don't think really had a character. And I want to see, and before Jesus come back, one truly sanctified president. I really do. I mean, one that knows how to pray. I know I have a candidate in mind, amen, Randy Weber. Amen. But anyway, because I watched a man pray, and I'm like, wow, you know, you can tell when people pray and they got to rehearse prayer, and then you got a people that pray and they know they're talking to God, because they visit with God on a regular basis, not when they have to. And I want to see that, just so the world, think of the impact that would have, because that would draw people. That's why people want to come to America, but America is America because it had the largest percentage of effective praying saints on the planet. That's what's so great about America. See, there ain't no government, no man can make America great. It's the saints make America great. You know, that's why people, and people talking about they coming here, listen, let them come here and we can get them saved. And that's better for us. That's what the whole point is. See, a lot of countries, they don't get the whole full gospel. They get that. They get a reference gospel. Now, to my Catholic friend, there's the Reformed Catholics, in case y'all didn't know. You know, get a book called Handbook of Denominations, because they ain't all just one. Some of them know they can pray to God, directly to God, all right? Some of them pray in tongues. Just one famous sister, I can name her, Sister Mary Elizabeth, you know. that's a nun that speaks in tongues. Hallelujah. Woo, praise the Lord. Amen. She said God wants her where she is, doing what she do, because she's on the inside, and she can pray, and then God can move. See, that's like in the government. God got people in the government that can pray, that know people to pray. They don't have to tell the secret information. They just need to say, we need to pray about this and pray about that person. And just having that information, see, that's what I like about praying in tongues. I don't have to know your business, and God, the Holy Ghost, know your business, and he can command angels and whatever need to be done to happen, so that what I mean, but he can't voice in the earth. Man, that's powerful, man. I'm rereading the book, too, the book that led me into this, too, rereading. I was taught that you had to read a book 7 times to kind of sort of get it. That's why it's imperative that you read the Bible regularly. But we really need to understand the power of our spirit. I mean, you can really got just look at some basic things. You can hear what I'm saying. I mean, you're grabbing vibrations out of the air that you can't even see. You count in a matter of in a millionth of a second, calculating the length of each tone and comprehending the very words coming out of my mouth. That's some super intelligence, I'm telling you, Saint. Because when it don't go right, amen, you can tell. But see, we have that power. We the royal priesthood of God. Ask God about that. Ask God to show you. Go back and read the Old Testament, see what the priesthood did, then see who you are. See, we the directive power. That's why when you read the paper and you hear goofy stuff going on in the government, it's from a lack of prayer. Everything. The reason things haven't moved forward, the reason we're not already in a cashless society, and they are working, they've been working at that for a long time, because of the prayers of the righteous. And that's because God wanted to be held back until the last person that's going to get saved before the rapture gets saved. There is a last person. I hunt them down. I'm telling y'all not. This is why I be out there witnessing the people, because if I find that person, you better be ready to go. When Jesus say, come up hither, it's it. That's gone. We gone. Amen. Don't be playing. And this, saints, please me. Don't play. Don't let the devil play you. He going to come at you hard. Believe me. He going to come at you hard. I'm telling you. I mean, be careful, especially women. Y'all like, you know, y'all have to be careful about them dudes. You know, don't leave a man that don't pray. Don't, that ain't a, just don't be entertainment. I'm talking to them young single women. If you don't pray, it can't help you, because right now what's coming, you're going to need somebody to know how to hear from God. All right. So, we covered that. Now I want to get into, you must be in pursuit of the will of God. All right. This is the last phase of this. Because this could cover everything. If you can think of something else, trust me, it's going to be covered under this. All the other six that precede this come under this. So this, like I say, this is God. 7 is the number of completion, okay? And that's why God, this is when, I remember when he gave me this. I'm telling you, this works, Saint. I've always been after, locate God, what works, okay? And I wanted to know, because I'm going to tell you once, but anyway, I just wanted to know, and God wanted me to do something that everybody could do. And this is something everybody could do. So people have an understanding. It ain't about just trying to make you live by a certain standard that you have to live by anyway. I mean, let's face it, if you can't drive any old kind of way, you can't talk any old kind of way. You can think you can, but there's certain places you can't go into the movie and have a conversation just because you feel like having a conversation, talking about I got freedom of speech. No, you can't do that. You can't just do whatever you want. So the thing here is how to get the benefit of this. I mean, it's sad that I'm meeting meeting people that have been cut off from God, and they think they got something going on. You know, a person that's told up atheist has been blanked out. That's a reject, man. I tell you, that's I can't even imagine that. That's being like that. You know, I've been down, but I get back up. Them dudes just has been flattened out. I mean, But amen, I've seen the testimony of people who were former atheists that God delivered as the area. Prayer. See, and this is the thing right here now. All right? Now, we want to read, I'm just quoting for the benefit of time. And one of the most famous ones is Matthew 6:33. And as Jesus, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom. If there's a kingdom, there's a king. And there's a set of rules. That's what I've been talking about. And this is what God demands. But the point of this is that there's a benefit and blessing. Remember last week I said God hold himself to the same standard that he hold us. So if he said that the laborer is worthy of his hire, if you work for him, you submit to him, he'll bless you. You can have the desires of your heart. Somebody probably driving around in your brand new Corvette. You just somehow just ain't connected with God as to how to obtain it. You know, hallelujah. But your house, everything you want, God has a plan to get it. He'll tell you how to do it. And that comes from communicating with him. But see, if you just going to do your own thing, then God's going on to find somebody that's going to do his thing. You know, when you go back and you read in the Bible, your first two kings, you had the first king was King Saul, the people's choice. You know, so much for elections. You know, they had God over them, and they didn't want that. So God gave them a man, warned them what was going to happen. But Saul had these issues. His head swole up. His head was just like a Goodyear blimp. Amen. I keep forgetting you got young folk don't even know what I'm talking about. A blimp, a dirigible, you know, if you don't, it's this giant flying like football-looking thing that they used to fly around, and you know, particularly around the summer holidays. Anyway, it's just giant, like a giant balloon. But he found it. He wouldn't do exactly what God say, how he say, when he say. He just found a way to compromise. And you go back and read in 1 Samuel how Saul acted and how that impacted the nation, let alone just his own life. You know, and his life sadly ended in tragedy because that'll happen because you're going to be out of the will of God. And God's will is not hard because the point is, that he wants to, when we go to second level, third level man in life part two, it's contingent to the fact that we have learned how to do what God says. When Jesus said to learn to love God, that right there, okay, it says that I am not going to immediately agree with what I have to do for God. That's an automatic. That is not talking about the huggy, kindy, sweetie, hold me dear love. This is agape-o, okay? Agape-o, okay? It is right there. It is what is described in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. That's pretty much everywhere in the New Testament that you see the word love. That's what it's talking about. It's that, you know, it's not Solomon loved him some women. That's a different thing, okay? That's what most people think, you know. But God is talking about just lend him, let him do his will through you. He's doing the do, okay? You know, I'd like Daniel. Daniel prayed for Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And I'm sure he probably wanted to put a spear in Nebuchadnezzar, but that ain't the will of God. And then when you see in Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar ended up on his knees before God. All things are possible through him, with God. So there's no excuse for not to pursue it, but the only way to find out how great this is and how significant you are is to submit to it. Submit to it, okay? Submit to it. Let me see what this is saying here, because I got this note here. Well, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, if I can get it up here. And you have to think about this. We're the body of Christ, We are part of the body. Think about your own body. Okay, that's whatever the body does, it does together. It does in unison, okay? And as God's representative of his body, what he does in the earth, he does through us. Okay, even though this is good, it's not exactly what I'm looking for. But it relates. This is a particular area. It's talking about, okay, the children of Israel, God has given them a standard of life once they have prospered. Remember, they left Egypt with all the gold. And they have to be mindful of what God intend to do. And this is a common thing. This is why I pray. This is why I have a list now of celebrities, because as I've said, they have money. And if Satan can get them to use their money for, I ain't going to say illegal purposes, but ungodly purposes, then that's going to have impact on people's lives, causing people's souls to be lost. Because people, you know, they gravitate to what they call celebrities really easy. So the only way to prevent that is for those of us with the authority to overcome the prince of the power of the air to the attacks or the misguidings that Satan would send them. Because here it is in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 through 19, well, actually through 20. And he says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, particularly Abraham, as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods or celebrities or even some misguided pastors and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed like the nations the Lord destroyed before you. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. So it comes with a, you know, caveat there. All the promises of God come with conditions. All the promises of God come with conditions. If you go out of the protection of God, see, with God, even though he said what he basically, God is like, if God, the worst thing God does is nothing. So you'll see the enemy coming. He'll see the enemy coming. But he won't put up a shield of protection because you, or he put up a shield, but you went beyond the shield. Or you've got out from under the shield. And as a result, you end up destroyed. A lot of things, a lot of times, when I hear people say, you know, why did God let this happen? Well, you go back to the beginning of your day. At what point in your day did you ask God for direction? See, and I've seen people when they get this. I watch this brother. I mean, like I go to church because I don't want to miss. I'll be afraid I'll miss something. I'm like most people. They it's a battle for them to go to church. For me, it's a battle not to go to church because it's going to be that one, see, a word nugget to me, I think of it being like the size of a basketball. It's not a little gold nugget that you can barely see in your hand, but I'm talking about if you get a nugget from God, see, because I've been saved 45 years, so when I get something, I get something, and I got a big piece of this puzzle put together, but I don't have the whole puzzle put together. So I've been looking for them little pieces to go to the level, because when God exposes you to more of his power, you get to see things. I'm telling you, I see things that I only share with very few people because they've been there. I recently was talking with a brother that, see, we on the same level, so I know it's just not just me. We're on the same page, but we have the same mindset. Where's the depth of God? You should want to know. You should want to know. Don't back down from a challenge when it seems overwhelming. back down, just stand still and say, God, show me the way. This is why you need to read the word, because the Holy Spirit will bring up to your remembrance what he has said to you on how to deal with that situation. He will tell you if you need some backup prayer power, see, what saints to contact. Because, you know, you got a lot of immature Christians. And I run into people all the time. I used to go to church. Well, you know, what that got to do with God? What that got to do with God? Listen, going to church to me, sometimes it's like going to a hospital. I don't go to a hospital to see a bunch of well folk, except for the people working there. You know, depends on what you connect yourself with. You're not going to serve God with your whole heart and Satan because you're at church. That ain't heaven. Satan going to come after you there. Somebody going to say something to you there. And don't think everybody come to church is mentally, it's all same. The point here is what? You are in pursuit of what? God's intent and purpose for you to be there. The person that aggravates you the most, the person that hate on you the most, what is the will of God concerning them? Okay? They out of order. They in danger. See them in that light. Then you pray for them that God will deliver them. Remember I said, if you know, you've read the book of Job. Job prayed for those that had spoken unjustly against him. God had him to do that. David prayed. David could have killed King Saul, but he didn't. Because the word said, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Some of y'all need to remember that. You really do. What is the will of God concerning that issue? See, this is telling God what you are going to do with full power. Everybody that done passed over know what that means now, with full power. I'm telling you, we're talking something tremendous. Saints, this little body we live in, it limits us and keeps us from getting into trouble, okay? This is something, I mean, this right here, you know, like this is, you want to know this because, again, there is going to be a wealth transfer. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen before the rapture or after the rapture. That I cannot say. I just know that when Satan, I'm thinking before, because Satan used that against the children of Israel. I mean, once they got to the place that they could spend that gold that they took from Egypt, they started acting crazy. See, when folk are broke and busted and disgusted, they will pray and they will do. They know that, you know, it's in you to know, well, I know I need to be obeying God so I can get this new car I need, or I need to, you know, now my rent that went up, I need to increase income. People obey God, but you give them more than enough, and they will get amnesia. It's been proven time and time and again, and the only ones that don't, that is the one that value God more than anything. And you can't, you know, I mean, we just, this is great. But this is what you want to do. This is what you want to do. This is what this life is about. Because you want your life to be, to say, I gave to God. Like they say, when you get on the other side, you want to be able to hear the Lord say, well done. Okay, well done. Because believe me, if Christian life was such an easy life, a lot of people would live it. Especially when you want to live it according to the word. When you want to live, see, a lot of folks want to live church life. But when it comes to being sanctified, they're going to call that a separate religion. Because that's challenging. Because why? There's Satan and them demons trying to get you to be anything but that. That's why he concocts all these different types of religions to get you to compromise. Why? Because he wants you weakened. He don't want you at full force of strength. See, you can get what you want. I'm telling you, this is how this battle is won. Why? Because it's a way of expressing your love for God. And it's a way of expressing your love for your neighbor. All that's the will of God. That's what's connected into that. All right? So let's go into another one. Let's go to another one in Deuteronomy, and that's Deuteronomy chapter 28. And that we're just getting started on this. I guess we might get finished next week, but I don't care. Because my point here, I can see where God is going because I see it, but I still see people, particularly on Facebook, but when I'm out and I'm talking to people, they really think that this life isn't going to the next level. They're hoping that it don't. And because it means that all their imagined ideologies about life will come to an end. That's one thing about it. When Jesus shows up, that's the end of everything that ain't God. You know, all these little fake gods and all this other stuff, it ends. It ends. And there will only be one. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe people don't want that. I heard a man of God say, there's something wrong with you if you don't want Jesus to come back quickly. There's something wrong. Because now you're talking about a democratic process. If I could vote on that, man, you're talking about campaigning. Actually, that's what I do when I'm witnessing. I'm campaigning, you know, because if I find that one last person, Jack, we are out of here. But anyway, we're going to read this. Hey, man, we got a few more minutes. Man, Tim, we must be having fun because time is flying. It says, listen at this. This is Deuteronomy 28:1, and this is in the NIV. And I really like how they handle a lot of the Old Testament. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands that I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. And all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And it's all the Lord's in capital letters. I told y'all that's where you find the name Jehovah at. Amen. And it's really a title. It's an explosive title, so much so that, you know, if you ever meet an Orthodox Jew, you know, they won't say that name. They'll say Adonai. They got some names they'll say, but that's one that they reverence so that they will not, they don't feel worthy to say it, you know. But it's an explosive name. It's almost, that's why the name Jesus, and it's amazing, they tell me Jesus is a common name in Israel. But it's something about when you say Jesus, the Christ, when they know you're talking about, they can tell when you're talking about Jesus Christ. Because in that, when he said in Matthew 28:18, he said, all power is given unto me. That created omnipresence in his name. That means that the saints in South America, the saints in Australia, the saints in China, in England, Japan, Russia, Italy, America, Canada, when they use that, they could all use that name at the same time, and it have full power with no limitations on it. They just have to do what it says in Deuteronomy 28:1. They have to do, amen, in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why? That's to know that you have to seek the word of God. See, to access the power of God. Because you're talking about accessing the power of God. If you read the Old Testament, that's the power that parted the Red Sea. Trust me, I'm telling you, we have access to that power, but you have to express the behavior. Remember, I told you, people that carry large weapons, that use large types of weapons, have to go specific training. And even people that buy them, they can buy. You can go to any gun store and buy a Remington 700, and you will find out right away that weapon needs some. You had to manage some skill to utilize it. You know, it ain't something you hand to a child. That's a powerful weapon. All right. So again, we're getting started. We're making some progress because right now, if you believe me, trust me, and listen, particularly the new and the old. If you find the Holy Spirit and He convict you on some things, don't ask Him to help you with them. Don't let what you said last week, did last week, that you repented for last week. Don't let the devil tell you God is not going to use you and bless you because of what happened last week. He do just what he said in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, he removes it totally. He don't leave a piece lingering. He don't hold it over your head. And he casts it as far from the east and from the west, never to be seen or heard of anymore. God don't do like men. You mean people are humans. People are telling me about what I used to do back in 1972. I start laughing. I've seen people. I'm like, are you serious? God was a religion then. God was a religion to me. Now he's God, okay? So hell is remembering that. That's your headache. I'm not going to wear that headache. But anyway, we did get somewhere. We did get somewhere. We're going to continue to pursue the will of God, even doing this. You know, there are days when I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. And I can hear God say, do this. He'll tell you it's only going to be an hour. He really shows up. I'm telling you, this is a blessing. It's really a blessing. And I thank y'all for praying for me because he can't do this by myself. I can't do this by myself. Believe me, your prayers help. Your power helps. The cost that you pay to be powerful in Christ helps, and I appreciate it greatly. I really do appreciate it greatly. But amen. So maybe that's the first time you've heard this message or you've really given consideration. It may be your third time. But now you're ready to make a step to commit to the will of God. Trust me, you can succeed at this. All of us are human. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, okay? We all have, since we've been saved, have done things that saved folk ain't supposed to do. But the one thing about us that are still holding on is we just don't quit. You can make this journey, and you'll understand it better. You really, once you come in it. See, because there's a level of understanding you can't receive outside of Christ that it only occurs when you come into Christ, or more so when you let him come into you. You got to let him on the inside. And he needs your permission to do that. He needs your permission. If God could make people get saved, everybody be saved. But it don't work like that. It don't work like that. But all you have to do is say this simple prayer behind me. Lord God, I believe Jesus is your son. And I believe he died on Calvary for me, bearing my sins for me. And I believe that he rose from the dead and is alive right now. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me now. And I believe in my heart, and I say with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I am born again right now. And I am forgiven. Amen. See how simple that was? That's the amazing thing about that. Jesus did the hard part. All we have to do is learn to manage this power. All right? And just remember, saints, prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love. And God is love. Shalom. Amen. See you next week.
Go China, man, I see some real persecution. If you didn't know Christ, would your life look the same? Can they tell you value Jesus by the way you rep his name? Hey, what's the point of living if I'm living for myself? Lord, empty out my life before I put you on the shelf. So for God I go hard, I don't wanna die tonight. But there's too many people living who ain't heard about the Christ.
Go, 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 go.
Went to Asia, had to duck and hide for sharing my faith. They tell me water it down when I get back to the States. They say tone the music down, you might sell a lot of records. But there's people out here dying and none of them heard the message. Took my wifey on a mission trip, hit Central America. Shared a testimony, voted, people stood and stared at her. When she said Jesus, should have seen it was a stain. 40 out of 40, never heard of Jesus' name. Oh man, we ain't focused on the war, we just kicking it. Worry about our image and our face up on the internet. Take me at the game, coach, I don't wanna play no more. If I can't give it all I got and leave it out there on the coast. Thank you for the grace, for the will and the desire. Got me living for your glory instead of living to retire. But I pray I never tire of going hard for Messiah. I don't need no motivation, you the reason I'm inspired.
Go, 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 go,